Talking about Zeicha l'Chorban, so now we're on to within a month already, of course, of Chodesh Elul. So the minhagim of Elul, we'll talk about Slichos, and we'll talk about the minhag of blowing the shofar during the entire month of Elul. So of course, for the Svardim, the Dor HaMizrach, they're coordinated. Everything starts with Chodesh Elul. They start with the Slichos and with blowing the shofar. There are actually some communities that blow the shofar both in the morning and in the evening. That's not our practice. We blow the shofar in the morning. Ashkenazim will have at least 4 days of Slichos leading up to Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting how you calculate that. Basically, 4 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. People used to fast, if you can believe it, the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but they would take off the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we'll talk about a little bit later. That's a controversy, fasting on Rosh Hashanah. And of course, Shabbos, they wouldn't fast. And then Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, so that's how we have at least four. We always start on Motzei Shabbos, because that's the beginning of the week. There's all kinds of literature, interesting literature about that. So minimum of four, but obviously we can have like this year far more prior to Rosh Hashanah. What about the minhag of blowing the shofar? Where does that come? So there are actually two different sources for this minhag. One of them is that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos Hashniyos, which was itself an act of tshuva, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was allowing us to repent for the sin of the Egel Azav, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu was compelled to break the first set of Luchos Asher Shibartu, Asher Kol Shibartu, is the right thing to do. So that itself connotes, of course, Slicha Mechila, the opportunity to receive a second set of Luchos, but be that as it may, they actually blew a shofar, according to the Medrash, to let everybody know, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu went up now, so we shouldn't have any panicking like we did the first time around, the Vayar Ha'am, Ki Voshesh Moshe La'redes Minahar, and that's what the Pasuk means, that we say before Tzkiyah Shofar, Allah Elokim Bisruah Hashem Bekol Shofar. So the Medrash says that that is a reference to this idea that the shofar was sounded, and the people that way knew that Moshe Rabbeinu would be coming down in exactly 40 days on Yom Kippur from Rosh Chodesh Elul Kates, Mechila Uslicha Israel. So in a certain sense, the sounding of the shofar was to prevent people from sinning, to prevent them from sinning in the same way that they had the Egel Azav. There's another source for this tradition, which is a pasuk in Amos that we actually read as the Haftorah of Parshas Vayeshev. Hayitaka shofar ba'ir ve'am lo yecheradu. If you sound the shofar, will people not tremble? Meaning the sound of the shofar, as the Rambam says, remez yishpo uru yishenim yishinaschem, that it wakes people up and gets them to do tshuva from the sins that they're already doing. So when you put these two sources together, so I was thinking about it a little bit today, it's actually very beautiful. The first source is about preventing people from sinning. We don't want people to do any sins in Elul, but let's say they're already sinning. So at that point, prevention isn't going to help. So the second source, Sayitaka Shofar Ba'ir, you get people to tremble a little bit and you shake people up, and so that can help people stop sins that they're already involved in. So Elul, we want a little bit of prevention and we want a little bit of treatment in terms of chataim. So that will explain the minhag of blowing the shofar. Obviously, we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. We also don't blow the shofar Arab Rosh Hashanah, because we have to be mafsik between a tekiah of mitzvah and a tekiah of minhag. We shouldn't confuse people and think that, oh, I went to shul in Elul, I heard the shofar, I don't have to go to shul on Yom Teruah, on Zichron Teruah, on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, that's a different order of magnitude altogether. So again, anytime that we talk about either preventing sins or refraining from sins, it always has a little bit of, a valence or an implication to it of V'am lo yecharadu of Yira, and that's appropriate for the time of year that we're coming to, Yamim Noraim. You have to put the Nora in Noraim. But we also have to remember, that Elul, of course, maybe the most famous Rashi Tevos that we have, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, that it's really a time of love more than anything else. And the reason that we're doing all of this is not because, in the end, we're afraid. That's not the real motivation. It's because we have a loving relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. And it's not for nothing that the Gemara Masechta Yoma says that the highest level of tshuva is not tshuva me'ira, but tshuva me'ava. That when we strive to repair our relationship with Hashem because it's coming from a place of love, so then at that point the Gemara says, Zidonos, nasin lo, not just kishkagos, but nasin lo kizachuyos, that even intentional sins can become meritorious. That's beyond the scope for now exactly how that's supposed to work. But even the beginning of our discussion of the Yamim Noraim here tonight, we should mention at the very beginning, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, it should be a time where we focus on the wonderful aspects of the relationship, on the ahava that's defined this time of year. And when people, even at the human level, are striving to repair relationships, if they're doing it because they really love each other, that's very different than they're saying, you know, well, I wouldn't do it if unless I had to, but she's threatening to leave, so, you know, I've got to start sweeping the floor and doing the dishes. What can I say? It's a very different way of thinking about, you know, what it means, you know, to repair a relationship. So, anila dodi vidodi li, and then that, of course, explains, you know, how we can be motivated at this time of year through the sounding of the shofar, through the recitation of slichos, that we should repair a relationship that fundamentally is one of love altogether.